I'm Randy Slusher.
And I'm his wife, Kathy Slusher.
And we are here at your dairy in Wisconsin as I continue my farm tour around Wisconsin. And I would like to know, first off, tell me a little bit about your dairy operation and how long you have been involved in the dairy.
I've been in the dairy since I graduated out of high school in 75. So that's all I've ever done is milk cows and worked on a farm.
All right. And was your family in the business?
My dad started, the dairy business way back when he was young.
All right. And how about you? How long have you been involved in dairy?
I married Randy in 1978, and so we've been married for 36 years. So 36 years.
So pretty much right from the beginning.
Right.
So tell me, how many cows do you have out here? How many are you milking?
We have about 320. We're probably milking anywhere from 280 to 300, you know.
And what's your production per cow?
We're probably running about 80 to 85 pounds a cow.
Okay. So tell me, what kind of challenges do you face being a Wisconsin dairy farmer?
Well, the big thing is milk prices. I mean, the milk prices fluctuate, and sometimes last summer was really good. We had got a lot of money for the milk, and this year it ain't quite as good. So that's probably the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit more about what your role is here on the dairy as his wife and also as being an active part in this.
When we were first married, I did help milk cows because he milked cows for, I'd say, at least 20 years,
25 years.
And I'd milk, you know, every so often. And then we had our, you know, nephews and my son help. But then when they went to college, and then we hired, you know, workers that help work. We have 3 full-time workers, and now I basically just maintain the lawn, and, you know, I don't help with the dairy at all, and just help, you know, just outside work. I have flower gardens, and that's about it, so okay. I don't have to milk, and, you know, I don't have to help with any of the farm chores, which is kind of nice.
Yes, very much.
It's a lot of work, but...
So now you took us around your dairy farm here, and I got some pictures that we'll put up on our website, agnetwest.com, so people can see them there. But you were very actively involved in several of the buildings. Tell me a little bit about how the buildings were designed and what kind of thought processes went into.
Well, the milking parlor, we kind of built that ourselves. We used to have a four-sided side-opening parlor, and then in 78, as we got more cows, we went to a double four because it was just taking so much time to milk. Then that wore out in 20 years' time, so in 98 we built a double 12 parallel, and everybody's kind of going to a parallel parlor because it's easier to handle heifers. They get squeezed tighter together, and it's just they're quieter because they got another cow standing right next to them, and it really seems to work well, the parallel parlor.
So I'm from Central California, from the Fresno area, and it's very, very warm there. And we don't deal with some of your issues in the winter, obviously. And so I asked you, when we were inside one of the buildings, I asked you a very California question. Does it stay warm in here, or how do you keep the cows warm? Can you tell us?
Well, they have a open ridge vent on it, and it does have an aluminum screen with small holes. And that does, when it gets really, really cold, freezes up, and that kind of controls the temperature in the building. The colder it gets... It freezes it almost solid, and it actually will warm up in the building as to if it's, you know, 10 degrees or zero out. It's actually warmer when it's really cold.
So we would consider zero to be really cold, but what do you consider zero to, or what do you consider really cold to be?
20 below. I mean, we have some mornings at 15 to 20 below, and it really sucks when it's that cold out. You can barely get your equipment running. The tractors don't like starting. I mean, if you don't have stuff plugged in, it won't start. I mean, it's bad.
He shuts the curtains on the building, too, so you don't get that cold air through there. But actually, I think just the amount of cows in there, it keeps the heat. And, you know, they just, you know, it's not that cold in there, actually. And he keeps the doors shut and, you know, garage doors shut, so... You know, a lot of ventilation,
yeah,
too.
If you didn't have everything closed up really tight, it would freeze up so quick in there, you'd have a mess. But if you keep your doors, your curtains, everything closed up, and you keep the barn full, that's the big thing, having enough cows to keep things warm.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, our slatted barn, that's just for dry cows, and we got, like, 100 stalls in there, and sometimes you only have 50 cows in there, and that tends to freeze up, so we have to get in there and scrape it. When it gets above freezing or close to freezing, we'll go in there with our skid steer or loader and scrape the manure up and pile it in a pile, because otherwise if you let it go, you might have 2-3 months where it's froze up, you'd have a mess. I mean, then the manure would be higher than the stalls, and we've had that happen. I mean, but you just got to, when it gets warm enough, you keep it scraped.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of extra work in the wintertime to make sure everything is maintained properly. All right. Well, you have a beautiful area out here. Like I said, we're going to put some pictures up on our website, agnetwest.com. Also shared some previously on our Facebook page as well, so people can see this gorgeous area that you are farming in and get, see a little bit of these buildings and the different things that you've just told us about. Anything that either one of you can think of that you'd like to tell our listeners in California? Any other information you think they should know about Wisconsin dairy farming? Or
winter's not all hard work. We do snowmobile and ski and do things like that, and it is kind of fun, the cold weather. I kind of look forward to the winter time because it's more like a vacation. You don't have to work near as hard because you don't have all that field work to do. Mm-hmm. So I like snowmobiling. We like, well, son likes skiing, so there's a lot of things you can do.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have your winters off. You kind of have your winters for a little more free time and stuff, but still got to be here to freak out. Be cows, but and my granddaughter loves to come back to the farm and see the cows, and
yeah,
it is nice. And you know, we got this open vast valley, you know, see the deer, and we're kind of fortunate to live back here, you know. And you know, and actually winter, I you know, California's dry. We, you know, you worry about, you know, the, you know, seasonal rain and stuff, but you know, we really are fortunate to get, you know, the rain we need and you know, and stuff. So
All right, thank you both for your time, and I appreciate the interview.